With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI agents reportedly spoke with the mother of Luigi Mangione last week, just hours before he was taken into custody. Mangione, suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. His mother reportedly told federal agents pictures of the suspected gunman bore a resemblance to her son, who was reported missing a month earlier. Luigi Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition back to New York. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Marines are leaving an old home.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway. 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is SRN News. A historic discovery in Syria, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures. They've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for kids after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the meds. The decision is a major blow to the queer trans agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such surgical procedures for kids. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July. This is SRN News. The European Central Bank is cutting interest rates by a quarter percentage point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Trump settles his defamation lawsuit with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. The president-elect filed the suit in March after Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is untrue. The network agreed to pay $15 million and issue a public apology. Trump will give the money to charity. More details at srnnews.com.